A word for you from Proverbs 22 verse 5, the first part. Thorns and snares are in the way of the crooked. Well, each verse in Proverbs is something that can be taken on its own virtually and is a complete sermon. Now, the sermon is not ended there. It continues, and we'll look at the rest of the verse next time. But just the first part. It is a guarantee from the Word of God that for the crooked, in other words, the dishonest, those who are corrupt, if you want to use South African language, those who do not know God, those who go their own way, God guarantees thorns and snares, traps, things that you will be entangled with and you can't get out of. The Lord will make sure you fall into these things. The problem with being crooked is that we think we're making a straight way for ourselves. Siyacabanga ukuthi siyayenza indlela iqonde, kanti uNkulunkulu uthi cha, uzongena ehibeni, uzongena enkingeni, futhi uyena uNkulunkulu ozohlelela lokho. He guarantees it. Think of Deuteronomy 28. After the blessings pronounced for those who diligently obey God, he then goes on to say, and for those who do not diligently obey their Lord, these curses shall overtake them. In other words, no matter how fast they run in their dishonesty and their crookedness, they will be overtaken. Think of it in terms of running and you're overtaken by a car or a horse. It will overtake you. These thorns and snares will overtake you if you are living in dishonesty. Firstly, if you want to get out of that, you need to be honest with yourself. Before you can be honest with God, realize what's happening to you. Admit your sin to yourself, that you recognize that you're way off the track and that these thorns and snares that have caught you are your own doing. You are the one who has caused it. Then you can confess these sins to the Lord and seek His forgiveness. Otherwise, you'll find yourself constantly going from problem to problem instead of, as Paul says, from victory to victory. Are you an overcomer, or are you one who is simply caught in the thorns all the time? That doesn't mean the life of a Christian is problem-free. But if you're overtaken by thorns and snares in the way that you walk, well, it is your own doing. And the only way is to come to the cross, seek God's forgiveness.